followed by, well, the name is the Youth Executive Board, so, and Heidi Franzen possibly will be speaking on behalf of that group.
Chair Gillette, Dr. Robichaud, fellow board members. My name is Fred Lalonde. I'm a nurse at Regents Hospital. I'm a parent of kids at Harambe and Crossmounds. This is my son, Luke. We were at the meeting in May. He's the guy that passed when swim class that night when I came in. I'm listing names here, I just want you to listen. Fossum, McNitt, Kieran, Erholtz, Berman, Mackey, Chapman, Bakke, Lessica, Stimple, Randall, Miller, Peterson, Dezik, Cook, Anderson, Watson, Steppen, Knapp, Russo, Livingston, Hall, Risch, and Margilt. The first list of names I gave you were teachers that I had when I was a kid. We never had turnover in our schools. We all had the same teachers, come from a family of six. That set a lot of us St. Rose. Now, the other list I gave you was from just teachers at Crosswinds and Harambe. Fine educators. I look at tenure and I look at the dedication and professionalism these teachers provide these two institutions. And you gotta look past the money. I know there's a chunk of money out there that's being looked at. You gotta look past that. The special needs my son needs gets at Harambe. I can't even put words to describe the professionalism, nurturing, and caring these teachers have for my son. My daughter, who you heard a little while ago, she came through Harambe and now is thriving in Crosswinds. These two schools weave the fabric of our community. I've witnessed it, I watch it, I know these teachers, I trust them. I'm invested in them. I got a chance to talk with Ms. Gillette earlier this week, and let me thank you for that time. But when you take a look at these schools, these fine institutions that are not being hampered by census, but they're thriving. I'm one parent that is going to tell you, my kids are doing well here. They're thriving. I don't know if they get that kind of care and teaching in the other communities. I wish you'd just take a look, slow down, and consider other options before you close these two fine institutions. And thank you for your time.